Dude Knowledge introduce you to Richard, calling it from St. Matthews. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Good morning.
Morning. Richard's 5'11", has brown hair, drives a Dodge, has been single too long.
Okay.
All right, Richard, hopefully things are
turn around
for you there shortly. Dude Knowledge, hopefully you have the upper hand here, Richard.
I mean, you are holding, technically, theoretically, a dude card.
Yes.
This game will determine whether you get to keep it or not.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All these questions are questions guys typically would know. Let's see how well you do. First one. I mean, I have several multiple choice questions here. I don't even think, Richard, you'll need the multiple choice questions.
All right, then.
But I will still give them to you.
All right.
Here we go. Question one. What critical component in a standard internal combustion engine's electrical system primarily responsible for generating power to run the vehicle's electrical accessories and recharge the battery while the engine is running? Is it A, the ignition coil? Is it B, the alternator? Is it C, the flux capacitor?
Oh, yeah. It's not flux capacitor.
No.
Nope.
That's for running something else. It's the alternator.
Yes,
alternator.
It is. Alternator.
Yes.
Nice. I wish they did have flux capacitors.
I'm telling you. I keep waiting for the flux capacitor to appear in the next Dodge model.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Which luxury sports car manufacturer's logo features a prancing black horse on a yellow shield and was originally the personal emblem of World War I fighter ace Francesco Baracca?
Oh, my God. I'm not good with cars.
It's all right. You can always chime Kelly in.
Is it Ferrari?
I think it's Ferrari.
It is Ferrari.
Yes.
Yes. Enzo Ferrari was asked by the mom to use the prancing horse symbol on his race cars for good luck. So there you go.
I like it.
Yep, Ferrari. You got it. All right. Next one is multiple choice. Richard, in football, which specific defensive package involves removing a linebacker and substituting an extra defensive back to handle heavy passing situations?
Defensive package?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Is it A, the nickel defense? Is it B, the dime package? Or is it C, cover two zone?
Man, I'm going to go with B, cover two zone.
C, cover two zone is incorrect. Sorry, it was the actual nickel defense. Every guy knows that, except for you, Richard.
Oh, every guy knows that.
I said except
for listening right now, he's probably like, oh, my God.
I can't believe Richard got that wrong. Yeah. So a standard defense has four defensive backs, but in the nickel package, it adds a fifth defensive back, hence five nickel.
Is that cheating?
Okay.
No. No, you're not adding a player. You're just shifting the defense around.
Oh, I thought we were adding in a player.
All right. That's all right. Richard, all right. That was a tough question, Richard.
By the way, Richard, Lynette's helping you on the stream. She guessed Porsche. That wouldn't have been right. And then she's like, I'm glad I didn't get these crazy questions. She played on Friday.
All right. Richard, just two more. Here we go. Which Major League Baseball franchise holds the record for most World Series championship titles in history?
Ooh. Is that multiple choice?
No.
Dang it.
Okay, can you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah, just like, which baseball team holds the record for the most World Series championships?
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, because I definitely, I don't watch football. I definitely don't watch baseball.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm just going to go with the Reds.
The Reds!
The Reds, no!
Oh, I wish. I'm a Reds fan, but no.
Yankees,
yeah. It's the Yankees.
Oh, well.
I was going to say,
Yankees are the Red Sox.
That's why I didn't give multiple choice. I just figured even if you didn't know, you'd toss out probably like the Dodgers or the Yankees.
Yeah. Oh, Dodgers would have been a good guess,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, Dodgers.
Richard, I don't feel good about this last question.
I've got to make it. So I'm like,
right now, you're 50-50, man. You're either losing the dude card or you're getting it. You're getting to keep it. I don't know.
I'm confident he's going to bring it back around. Let's go, Richard.
All right, let's do it for Richard.
We're all rallying for Richard.
All right, Richard. Last question. A triple-double is a feat in which sport where a player must reach double digits in three individual statistical categories?
Oh, okay. Richard, you know this.
Why, what's up with all the sport questions?
Listen, Richard! It's
Richard's student. Like, I don't sports!
All right, so you did football, you did baseball. I'm just going to shoot out basketball.
Yes, Richard, yes! That's it!
Woo!
Wow, you're so knowledgeable!
Look at that, brought it back around.
That's right! Richard, man.
That was a half-court shot. And
that was.
It.
That was. Yep. That was. You were tied down 2 points. You heave one up, and man, you got it.
And sinks it.
That's a sports reference, too, Richard.
Okay.
He's great. Like, all right.
Oh, Richard, right. We'll let you keep your man card.
That's right. Richard, you're a gem to play with. We appreciate you,
that's
right?
That's awesome. I want to give you a prize just because you were awesome, but we don't have anything.
Yeah, but hopefully...
Oh, that's okay.
It's all right. Hopefully you have a great week.
Wait,
thank
I've
you
got
so much
this.
For hanging out.
I could give him my Jean Cruguet autograph.
Why are you trying to give that away? That would hurt his precious heart.
He's broken up. He doesn't know.
All right, Richard, appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I accept the appreciation. I appreciate you all.
Thank you, Richard. Have a good one. All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, sweet. Oh, I love it. He did great.
Did he?